Profile.
This is Casey.
Hey, Casey, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department.
What's up, man?
How you doing this Tuesday, brother?
I'm just working, but I have time to talk.
You do? Awesome. Okay, perfect, perfect. So, Google Guaranteed, have you heard of this program before? Do you already know how it works?
I don't.
Okay. So, what it is, okay, it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google, and it's the best lead program on the market currently. Okay, and here's why. These leads are only sent to you. So, you don't, like, share the lead with other companies, okay?
I got you. Yep.
All right. And it comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's so popular, you only pay for qualified leads. Meaning, if you schedule an estimate with the lead, right? Like, if you schedule an appointment with them, or if you quote them over the phone, if you give them pricing, right? Those are considered qualified leads that you would be charged for. If it's anything other than that, like, let's say out of your radius, service you don't provide, solicitation call, somebody looking for employment, right? Or you never speak to the person, right? Those are all deemed as unqualified leads that you're automatically not charged for. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make sense?
Now, how do you know if it's like, how do you guys know? I understand
Magic.
My problem.
No, I'm just kidding. So the way they do it, and that's the next thing I was going to get into. Every company that qualifies for the Google Guaranteed section, it's not their phone number. It's a Google rotating number, which will forward to your phone, and it's recorded by Google Bot, so like an AI, who will automatically pick up if it's qualified or unqualified.
Okay.
Yeah. So what it does is it, you don't have to spend your day disputing leads, you know what I'm saying? And it's crazy how accurate the AI is. But to kind of safeguard it too, like in your tracking system you have with us, they're going to add a section in leads that will say paid leads, and it will show you every lead that came through, and it's going to say paid or unpaid next to it, which essentially means qualified or unqualified.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. All right, now the requirements, okay? So when Carmen sent this to me, she sent it for the general contractor vertical, okay? Now, that vertical, both verticals, general contractor and handyman, they require insurance. The company is still currently insured, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Always.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Now, for the handyman vertical, it does not require licensing, okay, for your vertical area.
That's right.
But for the general contractor vertical, it does, okay?
Yeah, so I'm not a general contractor, though.
You're not. Okay.
No.
So you don't have a general contractor license, right?
That's right.
Okay.
That's why I'm not a general contractor.
Right. Because then you got to get, like, it's showing me residential light qualifying agent license, residential basic, like, there's a bunch of them, but you would have to have that extra license in order to do the general contractor vertical. So since you don't have that, the handyman vertical would be the one we can get you approved for. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Now, before I go into the lead fees and stuff, let me make sure this handyman vertical even makes sense. Let me pull up the subcategories real quick. Let's see here. All right. So handyman vertical is going to have multiple subcategories. You don't have to turn these all on. You only want to turn the type of jobs you want, but I want to make sure this is like in your wheelhouse, okay? So on there, there's assemble furniture, clean gutters, install drywall, install fan, install flooring, install tile, install water fixtures, mount TV.
Yeah, the only thing on that I'm not going to want to do is the furniture.
The furniture, okay. And then there's more too. There's paint indoors, paint outdoors, repair drywall, repair fan, repair flooring, repair water fixtures, and replace tile.
Yeah, I'm doing all that.
Okay, so everything except assemble furniture, right?
That's right.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so it sounds like this vertical will be good then. Let me pull up the cost per qualified lead. Give me one second. I know I put it in here. Here it is. Okay. So the cost per qualified lead for the handyman vertical, again, qualified, you have to either schedule an estimate or quote the client. It's going to be $66.67 per lead.
Okay.
All right. Now, Google does require a minimum budget, okay? This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You can always set a higher budget if you'd like. Okay, I got a guy in New York. He takes on 200 leads a month. So the sky's the limit.
Yeah.
But the minimum budget I'm required to tell you about for 13 leads, that's at $869.
So what you're saying is I get charged no matter what if I get a lead or not for 13 leads per month.
No. So that's the next thing I was going to get into, okay? First off, we don't charge your lead budget until you're approved. And I'll go into in a second how that works, okay? But once you're approved, you're going to get a text, email, and phone call making sure you're ready to turn your leads on, right? Once you give us a thumbs up on that, that's when the $869 is charged. Now, that's going to put 13 leads in the bank for you. It doesn't mean you're being charged $869 per month. Okay, the way it works is your lead budget rolls over. So if you take on 13 qualified leads that month, where you scheduled an estimate and quoted each lead, the following month, you'll be charged $869 to replenish your lead budget. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, let's say you take on one qualified lead and you pause your lead for whatever reason. You're booked out, you're on vacation, like whatever the reason is. Or let's just say that month you only got one qualified lead, okay? The following month you're not charged $869, you're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $66.67.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no,
that makes sense. Okay, awesome.
So I'm just paying up front to begin with, and then if I, out of the 13 leads, if I only use one the next month, I'll only be charged the $66. I think it's your folks.
Correct. Yes. On the minimum budget requirement, for sure. If you did like a bigger lead budget, like my guy that takes on 200, a lot of times in like November, December, right, he doesn't hit 200 leads, right? So what he can do, because the minimum requirement from Google is 13, so because he's at 200, he can run that all the way down, right, until it's there. So usually in the winter months, right, he's basically charged nothing or very little if he even has his leads on. So it just depends. But if you're doing the minimum requirement, you need a budget for 13 leads per month in there. Doesn't mean you have to take on all 13, but you have to have that budget allocation for it.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. All right. Now, like I mentioned a little bit earlier, we do not charge whatever lead budget you set until we finish the Google Guaranteed application process. Okay. This is where we submit your insurance. Google also requires on any face-to-face employees, in other words, if you have a big crew of guys, but you're the main person talking to the clients, it would just be you, but you would have to go through a background check.
Okay.
Would that be fine?
No, that don't bother me.
Okay, perfect. I always feel awkward asking that one, but I have to. So,
I do it.
All right, so background check will be good. Your insurance is good. You have the required amount of reviews. So what we send you in writing is the application process can take 4 to 8 weeks. I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here, though. For your vertical, okay, usually when you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, usually we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks, realistically.
Okay.
Now, we do charge, though, there's a one-time application fee for Google Guaranteed. So it's not like a renewal fee. You pay this one time, you never have to pay it again. It's to run your background, submit your insurance to get you approved for the Google Guaranteed section. That one-time application fee is for $250.
Okay.
All right. So, and just to clarify, so day one, right, to get application started, it's just $250 out the door. And then after you're approved, when you give us the green light to turn your leads on, that's when that $869 budget would be charged. Okay?
I got you.
All right. Now,
but I don't, like right now, I'm pretty slam bull, but
okay.
What you're saying is we can go through this process for 250 and I can be ready to turn it on anytime I want.
Correct, correct. And that, so I'll tell you this, if you're booked right now, you may not want to turn your leads on 2 to 3 weeks from now,
right? Yeah,
and that's perfectly fine, but the application process is the first step. That way you can get approved. And that way if there's any hiccups, right, where it's like 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, like whatever it is, you're at least ready. Like when you're ready to turn your leads on, you're able to, rather than having to do the application process from there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So first thing I always like to do, Casey, everything we just went over, I'm going to send this off to you in writing. The email address we have on file for you is thehousedoc@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
That's right. Yep.
Perfect. I like it. The House Doctor.
Yeah.
That's a cool name.
That's so easy, man.
Yeah. No, I like it, man, for sure. So the email coming through, it's going to be titled Google Guaranteed. What I'm going to do is I'm going to reply to the email with your cost per qualified lead, what your minimum budget requirement would be, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in your vertical too. That way you have them in writing. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, just give me one sec here. Handyman vertical. There it is. Have you used a lead program in the past? Just curious.
Yes, and I hate it.
Which one was it?
Fucking, what is the first one that came out?
ServiceMagic?
Maybe it wasn't the first one I knew about, but, now they're with, Jenny, or whatever the lady's name is, they bought them out.
HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor,
yeah.
Yep.
Because it was shit, because they would send you leads, you wouldn't get in touch with somebody, and they'd charge you $100 for that lead.
Right.
It's
good. No, so I'm really familiar. So, all the lead programs out there right now, Angie Leads, Thumbtack, Networks, why Google Guaranteed is so much better is the main difference is you don't share the lead. Because all those other lead programs, they send it to like 4 or 5 different companies, and you have to call them. And the other major difference is like, so I'm sure with HomeAdvisor, you got a lot of like, you know, it wasn't even a service you provided, or you never spoke to the person.
And they charge you anyway.
Yeah, so Google Guaranteed, it has an automatic dispute system, so it's nothing you have to do on your end. If you get calls like that where, you know, you're automatically not charged. It's nothing you have to do on your end. It's amazing.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
My brother is a plumber, and he has y'all, and he uses y'all. He likes it.
It's amazing. Plumbers typically take like 4 to 6 weeks to get approved for whatever reason, but it is like an amazing platform, man. You know, since we started this, we have 100% retention rate on it, you know?
Yeah, especially when like for them, when we had a cold snap come through and starts freezing pipes, man, that's where he can make some money.
Right. Yours too. I mean, in the handyman vertical, there's big jobs in there. I mean, painting and fault flooring, those are like high paying jobs, 100%, you know.
Yeah.
So this would be good for you.
I stay busy. Man, I stay busy off of word of mouth. If I get something like this, I would really, it's like you said, during the December month.
Right.
December, January, that's where you're always looking to find a little edge.
For sure.
To make it through.
And this advertising kind of opens up a window of people that haven't like seen or heard you, you know, and you're only paying when it's a qualified lead. What I'd recommend to you too, in your situation, since you're like getting a lot of referrals word of mouth, you don't got to turn all those subcategories on. Turn on what you want. You know, if you want painting jobs, turn the painting leads on. If you want, you know, flooring jobs, turn the flooring leads on. You know, you could play with it as you go. You don't always have to have all of them on except assemble furniture, you know?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I sent you that email. Now, in a second here, I'm going to assign a lead technician to your company. I know you're not going to start your leads for a while, but they do want to meet you. They'll go over, like, kind of your goals, right? Like, how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start with that minimum budget, too, like I mentioned. And very, very important, they're going to be able to push your application through and make sure it's submitted properly, which I'll send to you via text message and via email here shortly. Now, even though I'm not managing your leads, I am super active in my accounts. So what I'm going to do, Casey, is I'm going to send you a text right now with my direct line and extension. Okay?
Okay. Text is the preferable.
Contact. Text is the, okay, got you. I'll note that. Here.
And I'm with your guys on the splash.
Yeah, I'm in the same company. I'm just in a different department. Yeah.
Right. So, like, they've been really well, like, doing everything they said they're going to do. We're going to give them time to, you know, get everything up and running.
You know, I'll tell you, I've been with this company 6 years, and I worked for two other digital marketing companies before this one. This company is amazing. Like, our CEO, he is just, like, so hands-on, and all of our departments do a great job at communication, delivering what we promise, you know. So you're in good hands with us, you know. And this platform, like, Google Guaranteed, we've been stoked since we started it, like, 2 years ago, because it's just, like, we have 100% retention rate on these accounts. Like, everybody just absolutely loves it, man, you know.
Well, yeah, as long as you treat us fair.
Right.
Like you say, like, the AI actually works. I could see that. Like, that's why I went with Home Advisors. I thought that they would treat you fair, but, man, no.
Right.
I had to go around and figure out how to market my own stuff for a little while to, you know, to survive.
Yeah, I've had other clients tell me this is the lead program, like, they thought they were getting into with Home Advisor and Thumbtack and Network. And they all kind of work a little different, but this one is, like, as fair as can be. You know, like, when you're getting those calls, which they're going to happen, right? You're going to get calls where it's not a service you provide. It's out of your radius. Like, you know, they're just kind of looky-loos, right? And in this situation, you're not charged for those leads, you know? So it is, like, the most fair program they have, you know? Yeah. Okay, so I texted you my direct line, so I'm going to schedule that onboarding appointment. And, again, I'll notate, too, you're going to kind of take your time for when you're going to turn the leads on, but I recommend you get that application sent as soon as possible. That way you're approved and ready to go when you're ready to turn them on, you know. But
I'll try to do it this evening.
Perfect. Yes, that's what I was going to recommend, you know. Now, before I get the app sent to you via text and via email, and schedule that onboarding appointment, for the one-time application fee, Casey, are we going to be using the same card we have on file for you?
No, I want to try to keep you guys different. Hang on. I need to get my wallet. Hang on. No, I want to keep y'all separate. That way I know I can keep up.
Right. And just to clarify, because I got a message billing too, so you want Google Guaranteed on a different card than your base program, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so hold on. My wife's actually in billing, so give me one quick second here. Let her know. All right, she's getting on it for me. So just give me one quick second here, and then I'll let you know when I'm ready for the card info.
Not you. What?
what it is they code the card out for, you know, security purposes. So I need her to save that card info, and then I'll charge for Google Guaranteed, and I'll have her switch the card back. And I'll notate, too, that Google Guaranteed will be on a different card, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, she's got it. All right, so the card for Google Guaranteed only, right? Is it Visa? Oh, go ahead.
Hang on. I'm on my knees. I'm actually dropping tile while I deal with you.
Oh, man.
Okay, so it's a MasterCard.
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah. It's a MasterCard. All right, you ready for the numbers?
Yes, sir, I am.
5178.
Okay.
0586.
Okay.
4923.
Okay.
4786.
Expiration.
0924.
All right. And the CVC code.
071.
Okay. So what I'm doing now is I coded out that card. So let me assign Google Guaranteed to your account, and then I'll have my wife and billing switch it too, okay?
Y'all do whatever you got today.
Got you, brother. All right, so let's see. Okay. When we first started offering this, I used to have to message billing to do this whole process for me. And I told my boss, I was like, man, you got to give me access because that way, you know, it's just done faster. So, and you know, it was kind of a learning curve when we first started doing it. Like, I used to not emphasize how important that application was, but now I do, you know, like, I'm like, man, you got to get that app in because that's really the first part.
I don't understand why it would take so long.
So I'm going to tell you, I've had clients that get approved in like a week. You know, 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, okay, like locksmiths and garage door companies, a lot of times they take 8 weeks, right? So that's why we quote that 4 to 8 weeks just to like have that in writing. But it really depends on the vertical and area. But handyman, I've been seeing it goes like in 2 to 3. So you should have a quick approval rate for sure.
That's good.
So let's see. Okay. Okay. So in a second here, and I know you're on a job, so you don't have to pull it up now, but you're going to get an email that's going to be titled, your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun. And, hold on. I'm sorry, brother. I think I took the card down wrong. Can you repeat it back to me one more time? It came back invalid account number on me. So.
Never good.
Invalid. What that means 10 times out of 10 is I put a wrong number.
I think I threw you off for about, not to say 7-3, but it was 7-8. I think that was on me.
Oh, got you. Okay.
All right, so 5-1.
Okay.
7, man, that looks like an 8.
It's an 8.
0-5. 86-4928-4786.
Okay, so I'm going to repeat it back to you before I code it out this time, just to make sure. So I got 5178.
Yes.
All right, 0586.
Yes.
4928.
Yeah.
4786.
4786, yeah.
Okay.
And then it's 0924.
Okay, I got that.
And then 071.
Okay, perfect. So I coded it out again here. If this goes invalid, that might not be an 8, you know?
the thing's so rough,
right?
But it's 99.9, it is.
Alright, here we go. Let's charge.
I could be wrong.
No, that went. It's an 8 for sure. Okay, so I must have missed a number on there. My bad.
Maybe, or I just, like, I think I could tell I was about to say a 3 on that 8, because it looks like it the way it is.
Right.
That's good.
I have a card that the chit never works, and it's like, well, I'm a Dodger fan, right? And it's a Dodger card, so I just don't want to get rid of it, you know?
Yeah, right.
You know, but every time, man, I do the chip, they're like, it won't read, so then I got to swipe it, you know?
Because my debit card's like that on my business, and I have things tied up my business number, you know, account, debit card number. It's like, I don't want to go through the hassle.
For sure. Nah, 100%. Okay, so that went through. So let me attach Google Guarantee to your account. You're going to get that onboarding, or your Google Guarantee campaign has begun here shortly. Now, it's going to say a lot of stuff in there, but the main thing is it's going to have the link to the application, which I'm going to send to you via text message as well.
Yeah, right? There you go. And say, this is your link or whatnot. Cool.
Yes. Yeah, it's like preview.
And then I won't even have to worry about it. Right. Make it easy.
And it's a one page application, too, when you get in there, okay? If you forget everything I go over to, just call me when you're in front of it, and I could walk you through it, okay? But you're going to see on there, it'll say to put your license, right? Because we send that to all clients when license is required too.
Yeah.
So where it says to put your license, you'll put NA for non-applicable. Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. And then a really important part in there is it's going to ask you to put like, your target area, you know? So you do want to put all that stuff as well.
Well, can you're saying target area of work or target area of addresses?
Where you want the leads to show up at. Or where you want the leads to come from. Yeah.
Yeah. No, there again, I mean, like, you're saying, like, clients, like, Douglasville, Carrollton, is that what you're saying, or?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
correct.
So now, do y'all have the ability to deal with local splash as far as the same thing?
Absolutely. I'm in the same company on the same system. Yeah, I could have them pull it for you, for sure.
Yeah, okay, yeah, do that, because that's it. Like, I've already went through it all with them. So, if that that just make it easier on me. But I'm a little, dude, I'm not one of these that wants to drive an hour to work.
Right.
Not right now.
Right, 100%. I see they put Douglasville, Sargent, Carrollton, Rootville, Wido, sorry if I say anything is wrong, Calapooza.
No, that's fine.
Bootmanin, Cedartown, Brennan, Dallas. Yeah. So I'll have them pull it from here then. No problem at all.
Okay. All right. Cool, man.
All right. And let's see. Okay, a couple more things you need to know too. So for the background check, Google has two different companies that do the background. One is Pinkerton, okay? If Pinkerton does your background check, no other information other than what's on the application is needed. Now, if Evident does your background check, okay, and they'll be able to let you know in the onboarding appointment, they're going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. So just have that with you. Okay?
All right.
Now, let me also pull up real quick reviews. Okay. So Google Guaranteed, it requires for approval, you just need one review online. Okay? So while we're doing the application process, you're going to also want to get that 5-star review up there for us. Okay. And what I'll do is I know you spoke to Carmen before, so I'm going to have her create a, it's called a tiny URL, but it's basically a link that you can send to previous clients, new clients, friends, family, whoever, to get us one 5-star review at least up there. Okay. Okay. And I'll have her create that in just a sec. Now for the onboarding appointment, we just block off the 30-minute window, so it's pretty quick. All they're going to do is send you like some personalization emails, and they're going to also make sure your application was submitted properly, and they'll push that through for you. Okay. What time tomorrow works best for you?
Probably around this time, honestly.
Okay.
Because if they got 12.
They do have 12 o'clock. Yeah, 12 or 12:30. What works better?
Either one.
Okay. So I'll put you in for 12 o'clock tomorrow. You're going to get an email calendar invite that will say local splash LSA onboarding appointment. Okay. Now that LSA term, you want to get used to that because once you, and again, I know you're going to take your time to turn them on, but once you turn your leads on, when they come through on your phone, they're going to say LSA lead. So you'll know it's a Google guaranteed lead every time it comes through.
Okay.
So let me get this off. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, 1 hour before the appointment tomorrow, Casey, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming. And what will happen is they're going to call you from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'll call first and just introduce you to the technician. Okay?
Okay.
If I am on the phone, they'll just call on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment. Okay?
I got you.
No. All right. So any questions for me in the meantime?
No.
Perfect.
You've done everything well.
If you ever do have any questions, don't hesitate to call me. I'm always here for you. And I know when you sign up, you get like all these emails, right? The most important thing is that application. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Casey.
You sent that link to my text, right?
I did. Yeah, I sent it to you via email, and I sent it to you via text message, and I copy and pasted it into our current email thread too, so you'll have it in three different spots.
Cool.
All right. All right, Casey, congratulations. You're going to love this, and I will speak to you tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Okay?
All right, my man. Have a good day.
All right, you too, Casey. Bye.
Bye.